Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Hold on. I got to play this stupid stuff. No, I got to play this stupid thing for this stupid segment. I can't stand. God, end this song. Please end this song.
Welcome to the number one song.
Shut up.
Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie.
That song is consistent.
Yeah, consistently bad is what it is. All right, so we got rid of the song, so you're back. So my source, Big Willie, Mr. Big Willie himself, who normally calls us from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. My source is telling me that you had an emotional breakdown in Detroit. Are you okay? Did they lock you up, keeping you on watch for 72 hours? What's going on with you?
I was delivering on 8 Mile yesterday in Detroit at Site 1 Supply Store and in the hood. And I noticed antifreeze coming out. Well, I had to leave there because they lock it up at night with their barbed wire fence and nobody steals their salt and stones. And I got a radiator leak real bad, so I milked it all the way down to Zanesville. It's over at DT Truck Repair. Mr. Danny Tittle's gonna look at it this morning and hopefully get me back on the road under $1,000.
Okay, so you're in Zanesville right now, and they've got a leak for the antifreeze.
Yeah, the radiator. Yeah, I'm sitting on my couch right now. I dropped the truck off last night and left the key there, and he'll look at it today and call me.
Well, how did you get back home?
Well, Christy had to get her butt up and do some work.
Oh, my God, your common-law wife. It's a wonder this woman hasn't killed you, honestly. I'm just waiting to see this in the forensic files someday. You know, trucker getting killed by, you know, common-law wife, and frankly, who could blame her? So have you thought about finally getting a new
truck? The jack there.
Have you finally thought about getting a new truck? I mean, how old is this Freightliner?
No. It's an 18, but you can't afford new trucks. You're not with the prices right now. With the fuel's coming way down, which is a good thing, so I was actually having a good week. And then, of course, it's always like something happened. You just had the holidays off. So everybody, all the drivers, the owner-operators are trying to haul butt and make their money back up. And then this is just what part of the game. It's what happens. I just put the new radiator in, not even a year and a half ago. So we don't know why. Vibration, bad roads. If you go to roads in Indiana and up in Michigan right now, they're horrible. And I don't know how the trucks even stay together, to tell you the truth. You're always missing a bolt. Something's vibrating. I had to stop and tighten up a strap on my microwave because it was vibrating so much it was driving me crazy. Christy is hearing it on my Bluetooth when I was talking to her. So it's always something. It's just part of the game. A new truck nowadays, $188,000. I just bought a new trailer. So they're $40,000. Well, some of them are $50,000 now, and that's just a plain Jane aluminum flatbed. So it ain't like you can just go pick up a new truck. The new Peterbilt and stuff, some of them are $260,000, $280,000. Plus, they got all the DEF stuff on there and all the environmental stuff. And it's a big money game now. And the trucks are outrageous. There's no reason why that. See, I can go buy a used Freightliner right now for $20,000. But you can't go buy a new. You can go buy a new one, you know, for $160,000. But then if you take it right back, it's only worth $100,000. Just like a car, it doesn't make sense. Somebody's making a bunch of money, and it sure in the heck ain't the truck drivers and the consumers are paying for all the extra stuff, plus the drivers. You go get a gallon of antifreeze at the truck stop, and it's $27, $30. You get a gallon of oil, it could be $40, $50, $60.
Oh.
I can go to Rural King, get the same thing for $24.
Why don't you?
So, Well, I do. I do. Trust me, I do. But the people that are benefiting from it are the truck stops and the companies like Love's and Pilot and the TA. But the drivers or the owner-operators are paying for the big companies. So these big companies and these Somalians and these people that start these Punjabis that start these trucking companies and put these cheap drivers in, they pull up to the Love's truck stop and say, hey, I need to get my oil changed and I need a service and I need a tire. And they just charge them whatever and they sign a paper and then they bill the company or get an EFS check and which is a form of money from the company that comes in like a certified check, but they call it an EFS check, and then the driver can actually get cash or pay his bill, and they charge them whatever they want to charge them. I have mechanics I called a couple years ago when I broke down on the interstate that wouldn't even talk to me because I wasn't a big company like U.S. Express or Transtar or somebody like that or UPS. Because they don't want to mess with the owner-operators because they can't charge as much because they know we're going to argue because we know what's fair and what's not. I just went to Love's. I got the paperwork, and I had a wheel steel break. And I was going to come down to Danny, but I was afraid I was going to burn it up, and I had another load, and I was up in Youngstown, and the guy quoted me $650. So I waited a couple hours. Another crew came in. They did the wheel seal. I go in, and I think I was on the phone with Christy at the time, and the kid told me it's like $1,300 and some dollars, and I started laughing. And I said, $1,300? And he goes, yeah, the time. I said, well, you know, still only worked on it 2 hours. I said, how did the guy quoted me $650? And I said, the parts is only like $300. And I said, it took you less than 2 hours to do it. So I said, I don't know how it's $1,300. He doubled it up and tried to get me. Wow. And I argued with him, and I said, well, I'm not paying it. And I said, we'll just go to the manager over the store, and we'll see what we got to say. He said, well, let me see what I can do. And he goes, well, I don't know why he quoted you that. And I said, well, he quoted me, but another guy was standing there, $675 for a Peterbilt, and then it was $650 for mine because my parts are cheaper. And that's why I got a Freightliner. It's like an old Chevy. Yeah, the parts are a dime a dozen, and the truck runs just as good. Yeah, that's how they get you. He ended up lowering the price down of taxes and stuff. It's $670, but he tried to charge me double. And this is just 2 or 3 weeks ago. Tried to charge me double. And if I didn't know any better, or I couldn't read English, or I couldn't speak English, or I didn't understand him, that person would have paid that. He would have got paid a percentage of that, and the company would have made a ton of money off of that driver and that company. And that's the problem. And if I, just because I have sense and I know that it only costs $600 for a wheel seal, and when they break, it contaminates, the seal busts, the oil goes all over your brakes and your brake chamber, and it goes all over everything, the drum. So they legally have to replace your brakes. They can't just take brake clean and clean the brakes off. They're contaminated according to the FMCSA, which is another joke because, I mean, you get grease on your hand, you can wash it off. You get grease on your tire, you can wash it off. So basically you can take brake clean and spray it off there and clean everything, but according to DOT and FMCSA, you can't. You have to replace it. So it's just another thing that's ridiculous that they take money from the drivers, which in turn costs consumers more because they got to charge more for hauling. My buddy just took a one pallet of skids the other day, skid wood, 2x2 boards. One skid on a track trailer was $1,100 to go like 5 hours because they must have forgot it or something. I'm like, $1,100? But it's just, good for him, but I just, some stuff just doesn't add up. I don't know why. But it all comes back to the consumers are the ones that are paying for this stuff. The consumers are the one getting ate up, just like the credit card companies, what Trump says. Like, you got the truck stops and them are charging all these outrageous prices. So then the trucking companies want more money. And everything starts to go up. So that's a problem. The greed is the problem. I mean, the American way is great. You can go out and make money. But when's it end? When's it end? These like credit card companies, and now he wants a cap at 10%, which is all fine and dandy, but it ain't going to change your current contract with the credit card companies. The only thing it's going to do is help people that get new credit cards, and they cap it at 10%. And the credit card companies just aren't—they're not going to issue the credit cards. The low-income people or people with bad credit, which is probably in the same category sometimes and not all the times, but they're gonna cut it back. And I've seen some reports that it could cut back 80%. So if you're talking about a truck driver, somebody has a hotshot company, and they just started out, like when I started out, you know, I didn't have a lot of money, and you had to depend on credit cards in case you broke down. When I remember my first day when I got my first tank of fuel, it was like $365. I could have cried. I was like, $365? I said, I really got in a ball mess here, didn't I? So, but I kind of knew what was coming, and, you know, and if you do it right, you can make it. It's not trucking owner-operators, and it's not for the faint of heart, I can tell you that. You're going to have really good weeks. You're going to have a lot of bad weeks, more bad than good. And you gotta be strong. I could tell you that, because you get a breakdown like this, you're not only losing this probably $1,500 bill or $2,000 bill. Then I had to cancel a load. So if I'm off for 3 days, you know, it could be anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 loss. You know, so it's not just the cost of the repair; it's also the cost of what you're losing. So there's a lot of stuff to take into consideration if you're going to start a trucking company or do something like that. You got to be strong. So anyhow, yeah, Trump making a 10% thing, I think that's great, but I also think it's going to be bad. You know, I'm a Trump guy. I like MAGA. Everything they do, not everything they do, but this is one thing I just don't know. It's almost like, it reminds me of the Joe Biden forgiveness thing for the school loans, and they gave some people a break and some people didn't get a break. I just don't understand, you know, if you're going to do something like that, basically, if you're not smart enough to sign a contract, then you shouldn't be smart enough to sign a contract, you know what I mean? So if you sign a contract and you want credit and you agree to a certain percentage rate, then it's your responsibility to pay your bill on time. You have the option not to pay that. You have the option to get different options, you know? Don't buy stuff if you don't need it. Work a little harder. Go get something else. I know everybody's situation is different, but I don't think it's right. If you sign something, then you ought to know better. I know it's tempting, and people do stuff at Christmas and stuff like that, but you gotta be smart enough to know what you're getting into and read it and keep your credit score good and stay within your means. But anyhow, Tyler Falk, February 14th, all new Milwaukee DeWalt tools with all new equipment, attachments, carport containers, and more. That's February 14th. Check it out on FalkAuctions.com. That'll be a great Valentine's Day gift for your wife to go and let you buy something at Tyler Falk Auctions, his new place over at Bethesda, the Moorestown exit at the old Burn Allen Tire. He's got a February 12th antique auction with Hens on Nest, Fenton, Indiana glass crocs, handmade quilts. So, but I'll definitely try to be at the February 14th one for Valentine's Day. And hopefully my common-law wife, Christy, gives me a little extra money and I could buy me some new Milwaukee and DeWalt tools and new equipment attachments. They got buckets and blades and all kinds of stuff for equipment, the carport. Carports are usually new, wrapped up, and then they get the shipping containers and more. So hopefully everybody comes out February 14th, sees me, Tyler Falk Auctions, FalkAuctions.com. Check him out on Facebook. And they also got a place in Cambridge at the Black Cat Antique Store down there. I'm probably saying it.